Then establish the child or call the elders of Israel to kill the boys that are born. There's a famous comment in the Maharsha, why did he start asking the elders of Israel? Why didn't he tell the elders on Israel? And the Maharsha points out the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's one of the things that you can see here. The Dinah of the Sikha by Jews and Dinah of the Sikha by the Menorah. But if a boy kills an Uber, a boy is tied to Israel. If a Jew kills an Uber, the Jew is not tied to Israel. But the judge was a neighbor who tried to explain to his mother's death in Sanhedrin and that's when Joseph said based on the Tosek in Tarshish Naya that said Joseph down her Adam by Adam and he killed a person, he didn't have another person, he's down Isha and if a Jew killed a neighbor, he's not tied to Isha. How do you know that? That
happened.
Yeah. There's others, that is Tosek Naya. That is Tosek Naya. He's a seven of his Naya, he's Tosek Naya. And they were observing that. The Ravach is that abortion is a greater affair than nothing in the late stages after the Mashiach comes. If you judge by the punishment, and the fact that if the judge kills an Israel, the judge tells Israel, if the Jew kills an Israel, he's not tied to Israel, that's the rabbi, it's a great affair. This kind of thing, how do you know that if the Jew kills an Israel, he's not tied to Israel? Because that's also compassion. Yeah, only goes on him, only goes on him, yeah. But the other part of the compassion is that goes on himself also. That's committing suicide. After Zinko 97, that was the law against suicide, which is only found the consciousness of God's disease as well. So how do we now know that this person, of Shaker, Sam Harden, Borden, Ben, and Shaker, that he's still a new day, before the born, that he's had a new day, how do we now know that that only applies to the Benoah and Logan Sahi? So the Mishonim is, and I think it's also as well, that it's back to the more new based on definition of Mishonim. Mishonim is a new spirit that Mishonim is, that the more first one is coming in, the Mishonim is not Jewish. That's how we're talking about Mishkadesh and Gedilion, so on. Mishkadesh says, Gedilion is Benyon Echor, Hachol Ben Yerazola. If you're still a baby, you're one day old. Mishkadesh is born today on Thursday. Benyon Echor doesn't mean you're born on Wednesday and today's Thursday. Gedilion is Benyon Echor. Mishkadesh is born today, you're 5 weeks. What's the period? What's the implication? But if you're still before you're born, you're not 5 weeks. So the explanation is, given by the Gedilion Echor, this is known from the Parsha of Mishkadesh. It's the Torah says in Parsha of Mishkadesh that if you're not found out, you're not through Shahar of Yotze Yeradeho, you know you're asking if the woman doesn't get to the ownership and the calculus, she's all about her Yishav and after this meeting, you have to take the blood. So that's the new year, and then come into the Rabbi. That's the man, that's the man. So why not say come into the Rabbi, because you should be part of the 10 grand letters because you killed the river? So you see if the right in that time, she's not killing the river, really kill, it's not fighting. That's his kiddush. He says that the reason my father only told the new Rabbi to Israel, he didn't tell the Rabbi to come to Israel. To kill a baby before they're born is because the Miyawda for Israel is less than a baby. That's because there's no need to have a baby. That's the guy that's left in my head. That's the Zayla. Zayla by the way, and we have to say that. The Zayla by the Miyawda for Israel is the guy that needs to. That indicates that the Zayla, the Zayla by the Miyawda for Israel is the guy that's there. Let's say Ezmin Achai. Ezmin Achai. Also, by the Miyawda for Israel is the guy that's not bringing sources. Whenever they violate any Al-Torah, Al-Torah needs any law, any Abayla. The Chayiv Mitzvah, by the name of Israel, they're like a Lutheran Yonshin. Sometimes Mitzvah, and sometimes it's a Lutheran at a small level. Jesus says they have a Tzemek, and they have Malchus, and different kinds of Yonshin. That's the Malchus assumption. And he says, Achidik, that's why Paro got to ask the Miyavis, or Israel, and that Miyavis on Israel, because he knew he was asking them to do a sin, so he wanted to ask them to do the rest of the sin. What do you mean, how can he ask them to kill the baby before it's born? He says they should see if it's a boy or a girl. How do they know if it's a boy or a girl before the boy? How do they have Roha Kodesh? So the Gemara needs a comment on this topic. The Gemara assumes that he asked them to kill the baby before they were born. Aye, you can all have noyin. And then move a hamitin us and bask him before you happen with God. So the Gemara says, indeed, there's a third unit posted on this topic. And he posted from the Gemara says, but the same Gemara appears in either. The Gemara says, when the woman is about to give birth to the baby, yes, that's exactly what they say, it's not true. So the Gemara says, when a woman is about to give birth to the baby, it's just the baby faces up inside the mother's body. If the face is up, then you know that it's a girl. If the face is down, then you know that it's a boy. Are they sitting in the mouth? Huh? This is the whole baby's body. So we're talking over here, both normal. The both babies are normal. The head is at the end. So the nurse looks at the woman's body because she sees the hair there. So she sees that the head is here. Then she tells her, she's here. But she knows the head is here. Then she puts her finger on the woman's body because she can feel like it's, I don't know. She can feel like if the face is up or the face is down. She can tell her looking at the hair. Whether the face is up or the face is down. If the face is up, the smile says it's going to be a girl. If the face is down, it's going to be a boy. What's the way to remember? So the Gemara is even needed for them to remember that Shas Tashmi, the Gemara says the normal way to have Tashmi is that the man is Lamaila and the woman is Lamata. The woman is Lamata with her, and the woman is facing up. The man is Lamaila facing down. So that's how the baby is born, therefore, the Gemara says that's the way they learn from the end of the world. So therefore, when the babies are born, if the baby girl is going to be faced up, and if the baby boy is going to be faced up. Change the mind. The doctor says it's not necessarily today. Maybe? Maybe it's not until?
The
maid of
Abba.
Right, but still it's a dinner sound of the history. That one who doesn't have air of the shaykh, which if he would have done the maid, that he would have been chayiv nisa. But if he does the shaykh, which is obviously not chayiv nisa, still we still apply commonly to the rabbi name. It's still possible from the Chiyuv Mamrim that comes at the same time. So why does one ever say the name of the letter? Why not say always come with the Rabbine? Only if it's still the Isha. And what's the Yiyah, then when I start the Nabi Sachin, that's the thing he doesn't say the name of the letter. So if he only kills the baby, if he's going to kill the baby, then he does say the name of the letter. Why not always apply come with the Rabbine?
Do you know how much
the Imam
want to become here?
Let's go come with the Isha. That's the bright of coming back here, that we don't distinguish between the Shayyuv and the Navy. The Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, his mother saw that he told him that there was something special about him. I said, "Today is Shloshim Yerachim." What did he mean? He told him. The Master thought, "One shot." Ayar Shimekalas he told that all the life is still told. And here, in the small Rabbi school, the baby was born. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. The whole house, the whole room was shining. One shot. Then his mother gives different shots. One of the other shots, and his mother gives this that he was not a mohel. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. A mohel. I might have a whole discussion with you, know, it's not, but the baby is not a mohel. So you have to have Hapefer's Zambir's for a mohel. Different opinions in the mohel. One opinion is, yes, you need Hapefer's Zambir's to put it to Adam. And you need to get a Shabbos to do Hapefer's Zambir's. So if the baby is born on Shabbos, Shabbos later, you have to have Hapefer's Zambir's. The other opinion is, no, you don't need Hapefer's Zambir's at all, not to form out the Shabbos. And the third sheet is that if the baby is not a mohel, it's the Shabbos all of Kushan. There's one opinion, there's a Baba Yala Kusha, one opinion, there's a Shabbat Yala Kusha, and the third opinion, there's no Yala Kusha. What do you mean, Yala Kusha? Yala Kusha stands for like Kavush, means that there's a suppressed Ola. This baby, every normal baby boy, when it's born, has an Ola. How come this baby is born without an Ola? It might be that really if something went wrong in the middle of the pregnancy, really the pregnancy should have led to a normal baby developing an Ola. Something happened in the middle, possibly we don't know whether yes or no, if it's a topic or a kusha, maybe initially should have developed an Ola. Something came up in the middle of the pregnancy which prevented it from developing. So therefore, I think there's a possibility that there may be a suppressed Ola there, so therefore you need a hapefer zambir. What's the connection? How does the... I got to explain, hapefer zambir, you don't cut off the outside. And that's why I said she's talking
I don't know.
Basically, doesn't involve anything about the issue of all the pushes. The top is all exclusive, but the body is all exclusive, so we don't even have to worry about it. Yes. The other one says the top is all exclusive. So the leader has always done this, so we don't do it on Shabbos. There's only a top is all exclusive. That's the problem, that's what everybody is. What is Hassas and Dam? You take a little Dam, and the Chazanim says, you don't have to have a little Dam, just you still have Dam again. It's Shabbos, and Melach, and Shabbos does the thing. You don't have to be Moishi Dam to violate the Yisra of Chazah, Melach of Chazah the Havayah. It says, Dam for Mari on the hand, give my clock, and make a black and Zuma, Yisra Hagam, to the Mishra say, in Shabbos, and that's what he calls the Chazah the Havayah. The Chazanim says, you don't even need Hassas and Dam, man, so the people Dam should come out from the day, and God, and God, and God, and God, and God, I think that's exactly all the truth, the body of the business, everyone is very unclear. The Chazanim says, this line is all like the other who are understandable. The real life of the thing is that Hathoth is not meaning that you have to take a knife and cut around the Yehuda Hazak and peel off the outer layer of the truth. And the real interpreter is the Moab, but the Moab says that one of the Amalan had a baby who was Moab and Mohu, and he took him to faith in Moab, and nobody knew how to do Hathoth is not this, and then he did it himself, and he made his baby who shot him. Why do you get the baby to be shocked? Why is it so difficult? Today, I thought about this. It's a very easy thing. You get a mother, knows how to do it. Now you have to make it. This guy's done. Make that. People are done, aren't they? How do you get the baby to be shocked? How can you usually get the baby to make that? I thought about this. Because there's a whole lot of the others to do. We have to do it then. You see, tonight's the murder. You're supposed to peel off the outer layer of skin around the kid. Of course, if you talk too much, you'll harm the whole baby. You're making it to a push off. Very difficult, but obviously we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. So the question is, what is your conflict on making our service on this? If you're afraid that there's a body of the Christian, so there's a solution. How do you remove that all law by making our service on this? And furthermore, if it's an all law, who's sure? It should have been. If it would have been developed, but it wasn't for my sins. Just look at the baby. You might well know. So what's the problem? What is it? What is it starting up that it would have been? The baby would have developed completely as an embryo. So my sins right now, there is no all law. So the Abbe Meza has a pshat, and also Rashi thought it was the best pshat of all. And very sharp pshat. He said the pshat was like this. Lacha is that whenever you change into this new law, the Lacha says you have to do a tough assembly. Why that should be totally different for you? The Lacha is whenever, that's another discussion of course from that. But this is the assumption. Whenever you change into new law, you have to do a tough assembly. So for example, this new law is done by a judge. So you don't have to talk to the Lacha, but it's no good. You have to do it over again. How can you do it over again? You do a tough assembly. Let's say the new law is done such moment. So that was not, it was done too early. So then we passed him, the shaft passed him the other day, then said, I'm wrong. And I said, you don't have to do a topic on this. And we passed like the shaft that you do have to do a topic on this. So the leader was on Dalai Lama. And even though I'm not saying you have to have a topic on this. Here the question is, but a topic on this, if you actually lose the dam, what do you mean that the girl did this leader on the baby? Or the leader was on Tashman, the leader was on Dalai Lama, some kind of thing, then we need a topic on this. Where do you do a topic on this? None of which is a thing that someone's known. You have to do it from the Yehuda Ha'orba. So the question is, but if the baby was more than Mahu, maybe he has no Yehuda Ha'orba. He should never have an Orba at all. So that's the Mahu's mathematics. See, if you hold, it's not that our Tavuk Tavish is going to remove that Orba Kish. But it's not. What do I say, Orba Kish doesn't need to be? There doesn't have any more time. The question is, if the baby is more than Mahu, then you stop to think of this new law. There's nothing to cut. You can't do this new law. So the question is, but let's do our Tavuk Tavish. Whenever you can't do this new law, we have to substitute with Hathoth on this, like it's Nima al-Gayakum, Nima Balai, Nima Tashmela. So the question is, but if you know that Mahu, maybe there is no Makam. Maybe there's no Makam Havel, Hathoth on this. That's what the Gemara says. If you think that there may be an Olafusha, the fact that there may have been an Olafusha when the baby was in the embryonic stage, maybe it should have developed a little more if they had an Olaf. And then something was said it didn't, but that's enough, that's possibility. If it's a body of it, if it's a body of it, that possibility is enough to enable you to declare that there is a Muslim to make our prophet on this stuff. And after you know what it is, if it's a body of it, then I say, it's a body of prophet on this. If it's a prophet on this, then it's a prophet of prophet on this. If it's a prophet, is it like carrying on a finger or not? Or you say, no, I may be falling on the right place now. That's not the meaning, whether if you never know whether you do the Hathabit Amrit on Shabbat or not. You know, so it's a clear thing. It is a rabbi or a priest that the Hathabit Amrit is in Beit HaShabbat too. Hathabit Amrit is Misha, and it's not Beit HaShabbat. That's the matter. The first
Olam.
Yeah, but it didn't develop. That means that it should have, the baby should have been born with an Olam. You would assume that at the beginning of it, because if you were first, it should have developed as a mother. And something must have occurred later. There, the third layer, that the cord with the stop develop. How do you determine whether a baby is called a male or male or not? Let's say there's a little bit of an aura, but not too much aura. So then what does it depend? If the baby has so much aura that it's got a place to break out aura, then he's not called male or male. But if the baby is born with so little aura that it's not close to break out aura, then it's close to near to out aura, then that's cool. That's the definition of male or male. Male or male, the gamma is a very unusual thing. Usually what you have is part of the aura is missing. So depending how much of the aura of aura, how much of that membrane, it covers over the tip of the gear, it will be missed. Then the Gemara has, however, a question, how do you judge? There are two ways to judge how it's got our focus very hard for us. Do you determine the shot to show the Ezra? Or do you determine the shot when it's an Ezra mate? When the Ezra is not in a stiff position. If the Ezra is Makusha, if it's the shot to show the Ezra, then the membrane will not be covering up that much. Then you go to Kuba. Then you'll be Makal. If you judge the way the Ezra is when it's not in a stiff position, then the membrane will be covering the wall. And you don't know. So which way do you be defending that? So the Gemara says that that determines the shot teacher is. To decide whether the baby is called Nevan Mahol or not, whether the horla that he has is labeled as Dr. Chavis Rav HaTor or not, then that depends. That's judged by the shot teacher is. The only question is, maybe that's only... Yeah. One question of the Lord is not himself, the Babu doesn't himself is the following. What if it's not a baby who's not a model? What if it's a regular baby? Most babies are not a model. And the baby has an aura. Then the mother is going to breathe on the baby, and we have to determine whether the mother cut off enough skin or not. So did the mother cut off enough skin or not? So do we judge that also the shot to show you? But in judge that, the shot is an egg, not the shot is an egg. Why should it be an afternoon? Because the shaman says that it's the same. Some say it's the same thing. But just like by another mahul, I determine whether it's called another mahul or not. The shot is an egg. It's the same thing by baby who's not allowed to oil. And I have to determine whether the mahul cut off enough of the membrane or not. We also determine, it's also measured the shot is an egg. And the shock, this is it, shock that somehow does report that in the shock. Shock says Allah, but it's not so. So we put together these two chumras we were discussing the other day, when we went to take this down Judah and Allah. According to many, many folks in the Kriyitska, particular set of the time is that that's the Das Rova person is there. I don't think that there's any time about this. According to the Das Kama person, the Das Rova person, this is very, that our Torah does mean the whole tip of the gear. It just means the Futa Matri. If you say like that, and then you say them, if you say like that, so the world can cut off Dr. Chayfer's right half further, point to this Kochum Stardy, that the Asura needs a full-time active, but then we haven't even begun to cut anything. It doesn't cut anything. The whole Asura is Mechusa. If you should assume like this Kochum Stardy, that they say it's because of Nehemiah Smila, that Asura needs a full-time active, and it doesn't need the whole Rosh Hashanah. And number two, one should assume that the measurement of the shot above the chayfer zel hatar is determined the shot, not the shot kisha yezer, but the shot ezer mei, then you have an awful lot of people walking around who are our ezer. Is that right? That's what? That's the shot. By Dr. Chayfer Zev HaTorah on the baby, the shot Kisha Yezer. So too, by another oil. And you have to decide to determine whether the mother cut off enough or not. That's also determined, it's also decided by the shot Kisha Yezer, not the shot Zeva Nez. So that's a big challenge. That's why the Mincha Saluza is an oil. And the students, you used to get a mitzvah lab, and all the students to go to mitzvah. So a lot of times we take a side of us and you tell them, you want to do the shot that exists here? You tell them, yeah. He's a machner also, he's a big machner. I think so. After he wrote the whole thing, I think it's a few. I have to take a look. I think it's a few. The guy in my factory, the brother of my father, was a contemporary of a kind of legend. And I found I wasn't the first to wave, instead I had to see him. He never knew him personally, but he knew him like I was standing to him, he was a great guy and lovely and classy. And when he passed away, instead I had to get printed in the face and die in the face. The father of his head is by asking Natasha. That I found a lot and everybody knows he's a big study. Because he said, regarding the study from the scripture, and after I'm Ali, after he's born, I'm Ali, and saying to the study from Leon Leon, the study out, he lives, I'm going to live to the end of his year, but his daughter's not Natasha Yama. So the extra time to this, I found a lot and really such a big study. How come he didn't die on his birthday? I found that everybody knew what his birthday was and he died not on his birthday, he died a week later. And if I enter the castle by entering, if I be more in Caleb, you know, in Sanhedrin, as an athletic, when there's a baby who dies, they don't even have it. The baby dies before it's due, but after it's due, but before 30 days, yes, the person doesn't even get out of the house. It's a different opinion than anyone. So the guy in the center, brother in the last days, said, must be like this. So we assume that if the baby dies before the 15 months, it doesn't get out of the house, only if he dies after the 15 months. Therefore, I'm alone in a did live, but this for the Nefer Amal, because he died a week after his birthday. But he would have died on his birthday, so that would be not a history of Nefer Amal. He never counts on the day the baby was born, he counts on the week later. I then have to count on the day the baby was born on Zion Arden and died on Zion Arden. The answer is that he was not a Mahal. Everybody did it, but he said it's an answer. He got enough death to tell you he didn't answer. So what's the thing? How come we laugh and they didn't laugh then? Some of the terrorists said that they had a Muna, and I got it there. They believed in every word in the Gemara that the Islam says. And he wants his mother Noah, and he wants his baby brother to have Muhammad to the Bismila, and the Gemara says, you need to be a Mecca Muhammad. I don't know. And if today is Moshe Rabbeinu, and she hid out Moshe Rabbeinu for 3 months, then the Layach Lord has to know she couldn't hide him any longer, then she put him in a litter. Why does the Layach Lord have to know? So Rashi says, Mona Loha Mitzvim Yom Tehet Hazira. That the Mitzvim were keeping records. So the count is from the day that Yocheved remarried her husband to see when she would possibly become pregnant. And they were waiting until the end of 9 months, and she really became... She really gave birth after 6 months. So that's why at the end of 3 months she couldn't hide the baby anymore. Why? What is this occasion? So that's the question of the mother, that there are two types of pregnancies. The mother thinks there's a 9 month pregnancy that we're used to thinking of, and then there's a 7 month pregnancy. A 7 month pregnancy, the mother says, the letters will give her the letters in the return. The woman has a 7 month pregnancy, so she can give birth in the return. Means she can give birth in the beginning of the 7th month. And she has to 6 full months. And to the beginning of the 7 months, you don't need 7 full months. But the assumption is how your letter is with Aisha, a woman gives birth if it's a 9 month pregnancy, the other kind, then it's your letter from the return. That's the assumption that the Rashi is making based on the Gemara. The Gemara either has an achlokes about that. Or your letter is with Aisha, your letter from the return, or any your letter from the return. That's a big enough to mean a Ladina. Right, if a woman, let's say a woman has a normal pregnancy, a 9 month pregnancy. What if she has a baby at the beginning of the 9th month? It's the 8 full months, the beginning of the 9th month. Is that called a Bar Kayama? Is that called Kolalai Hadotha? That's normal, Kolalai Hadotha, what do you say now? Is that called, not Kolalai Hadotha, not Kalina Medina. Let's say Rahman al-Islam, a baby is born. Then it dies within the first 30 days after it's born. The Gemara says, if it's Yadua, to Kolalai Hadotha, if I know that this is a cultural pregnancy, so then from the day the baby is born, the baby is a Bar Kayama, the whole Torah. So a Hodo, if anybody tells the baby is Kainisa, and if the baby dies on its own, it's the children have to be Misabia. At any time, if the baby was not called Lech HaBosha, we don't know that it wasn't a full-time pregnancy, or if it's not, if it's called Lech HaBosha, we don't know when the pregnancy began. So the mother, if the baby doesn't know whether it's a full-time pregnancy or not, so then if the mother says, like, I mean, you have to wait 30 days, and if the baby survives 30 days, and then it dies, then it means that the relatives have to observe a veilus to the baby, and if somebody tells the baby after 30 days, then it's 5 weeks. So the question is, what's called a full-term pregnancy by a 9-month baby? If it's a 7-month pregnancy, so there's not even a letter to Shiva, a letter from the Kutam, but a letter to Shiva, that's a machlech to Samuel Ramad in the morning. The halacha is a machlech to Ramad in the Ramban, at a constant. So your letter to Shiva, your letter from the Kutam, or not. You say, no, by Avelus, constant to Hoffman. If there's no Avelus, if a baby is born in the 9th month, and it doesn't call like a person. The woman does not know the rabbi. She doesn't know for sure that it was 9 or 4 months, but she knows for sure that it was 9 or 4 months, either one or the other. If she's not confident that she was pregnant with a baby for 9 or 4 months, just by the way, how do you expect the 9 or 4 months? It's also sad that if she's sure that it was a baby, if she's sure that the baby was a baby, that it was 9 or 4 months, and we do this calendar. After so, we can follow the verse down. 9 or 4 months, maybe 1 month is 30 days, 1 month is 29 days, 1 month is 30 days or so. But if the woman became pregnant and dying of it or whatever, we take 9 months later, Zion, the 7th day of that month, 9 months later, whatever it's going to be. So the later I heard him say that, that's the grace of the Lord. The Lord is the greatest. So you need to follow the Jewish calendar, you follow the Jewish calendar. The Lord says 9 months is 9 times 30 days, 9 months. So the Shekhanah talks in Malach, the Rabbi Azayim, that in a letter to the Tisha, or any other letter to the Kutah, that the woman didn't have a full-term pregnancy, full-term in the sense of 9 times 30 days, how is that? 270 days. If she wasn't fully pregnant for 270 days, then the mother says it's called a prophet makeup. So if the baby doesn't live for 30 days, then he dies within the first 30 days, but then there's no avail. That's the biggest thing on the street itself, the constant that we got more. The end of Ebenezer, who is a chalit, the constant that is not a guest, which kind of has brain, so the Zion Zed is asked to say that it is absolutely normal for a woman to give birth into the 9th month. As long as the 8th full month are over and the woman began the 9th month, really. And why does the Shekhanah pass in Hilchot Aveilus that there's no Aveilus on such a thing? It's such a different thing. Here, the Rashi quotes this on things, and the Tosafot, the Yoch Lord has to know, Rashi is quoting his Gemara, that he had letters in Shiva, and letters in Shiva, your letters in the Kutan, that's the Gemara, because everybody believes like that. It's been the whole pregnancy, the Kutan is a pregnancy. The body can even capture it more. The letter is going to confirm. You can chop off the end of it. You can mix the tachet with the tshuva. And the letter is the tisha. It's the machlech with the tamarayim and the machlech with the rishayim and the machlech with the shulchan aruch. How to capture it. The shalom is already unfortunate. The pasuk says that after Moshe Rabbeinu was born, his sister was standing here by that place. Sabah, Chosum, and Chosum, and Chosum, and Chosum, and and then when the baby was taken by Basaro, so Miriam is, the Pernah first of all Basaro, I left the cross to Lachish on the neck, it's Mimha, he's the same as Lachish on the so go get you a Jewish woman to nurse the baby. Go get a Jewish woman, what's going on in the tree, you can't nurse the baby. So that's the quote to the mother, and the Shama Malamit, she has the Yosser, and the tree of Tabe, Luna, the Lord Yama, the Tisha, how you also the Gaber in Hashina. He didn't want to drink the milk from the, he didn't want to nurse from the Jewish mother. Why not? Because they ate the food, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that it says the mother of the baby, a mother of the baby is sick, and she can't nurse her child, so she wants to give the child to a Goyish, a woman to nurse, so if I'm not close to the retainment from the Ezerua, now the authority is not a result, same Ezerua, that if you have a Goyish woman nursing the baby, you should be mocked to tell a Goyish woman not to eat kosher food. What's the difference for the Goyish woman is eating kosher food and not eating kosher food, but when I say that, the milk is kosher. Milk that comes out from the very straight woman is kosher now. But when Akhtabina had this milk developed, of course, if the very straight woman wouldn't eat any food, she wouldn't be in a healthy condition, she wouldn't be in a healthy condition, she wouldn't have any food, she wouldn't have any milk.
The
very straight woman
even
though
the milk is
mushroom,
even
though it's not
had to be
that
element,
they would have to be that. Right, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Chumash. It says that you should eat kosher food. It says in Chumash, the Mikro, then it's Nathan Bomb. So the word that it's Nathan Bomb is written in Chumash, but the Rav, the Rashi says in the name of the Med, is in the Kanton Bomb. That even kosher food is in the Kanton Mishalek. So you see that even, you see from this Gemara, this is given in the Shulchan Aruch, that even if the kosher food is kosher, that's why you have kosher food that's bottled with Shulchan Aruch. You have kosher food that Nishtanen somehow is mutter. So even though sick is speaking is mutter, but still there is a problem that it may be the Kampen with Alek. So we wouldn't recommend it. If you want the children to develop to become the Vim, pass off to the Gabri Masina, if you want the child to be Masina and learning to become a big Novi or something like that, you should be careful about the things that are in the Kampen with Alek. So Michael Feinstein has an issue. He says, what about the children? All the traits of children, you don't have a daughter or not. Let's say it's a comet. Let's say it comes to taste that everybody has to know whether there's any comets in the stores. Some, all the taste stores and all the medication. But most of the children, what do you mean it's kosher or not? This is not even a problem. This is not even a problem. the thing is that the Kalasar school of the Krishnamakila Sarna is Mukha. Comic Bhakta is not enough of the Krishnamakila Sarna, has to look for Makila Sarna. We create things on many our Jahat. So what are we making everybody crazy for? Let me go on our Jahat. The answer is that if you get without Jahat, if you get the coast, the social deliverance is about a better. Why is it better? Because even though Krishnamakila Sarna, Krishnamakila Sarna, and strictly speaking, really is speaking with Mukha, but we still afraid that it may be in the Tantam and Salah, like over here, Moshe Rabbeinu, and look, it's kosher. It still has non-kosher derivatives in it. Even though it's kosher, it still came from non-kosher sources. So whenever possible, we avoid that. That's why the Hasidim, you have to have a Hasidah on Sefer Tov. This is Shaila on the Sefer Tov. Others disagree with that message. Moshe makes a Sefer like this. If this Mafia was so Muslim, either we're talking to the Rebbe like they was, but even if something is this Mafia was Sodom, like the Hamas is this Mafia was Kelo, but it's only Mutter Bahanot, but it's also Bahachila and the Rabbanim, if you sit needed, so we say that it's also Mutter Rabbanim, because it actually, if you're reading it, you're Mashiach, it's true, you're declaring that it's far from saying, it's not Mutter Bahachila, so how are you sitting in a minute? So shouldn't there be at least a Mutter the Rabbanim again, feeding these children? Imagine the time is known, because whenever you take it to the pool, if I take it to the pool, people will find the crazy things in the pool. So doesn't the society need a newspaper to the pool? I tell you, all kinds of things. The people do all kinds of things there too. So the fool is not necessarily an indication that because you swallow something, you're demonstrating that it's food. We could be rabbana that the wealth comes down based on the Gemara. If some food, if some physical food is missing after the sermon, and I go ahead and I eat it anyway, but I violate the use of the rabbana, because the last day, that's only if I sit down and I have a whole bowl, let's say one fine day, I sit down and I have nothing to do. I eat a whole bowl full of food. There's a different angle where it's written. But most of the stories are very different. There was a lovely one from Shalvin, Dr. Rebnik, gave a whole Qiyama. He was explaining why all the Protestants who disagreed with him. The pastor, he's not a big Protestant. I'm sorry, I believe he's not. The pastor feels like a man. He's a big man. If it's medicine that doesn't, that can be normally, people don't eat when they're happy. Yeah, even if it has, let's say, cherry flavoring or something, I don't think you care. If you do it, you don't care. If you have healthy people, never eat it. That's not called food. So he added on to the replacement. So then the Chavuzah says in the early day that whatever some trait is in Krishna after the Sodom, it becomes Mutter, and even if it's closed to the world after the Sodom, it remains Mutter. Once it's Mutter, it's Mutter. It's supposed to be more and smooth. The trait is more and smooth like that. It's either cooked up, but sometimes it's cooked up. It's not necessarily medication. It's not cooked up, it's only been helped. It's not really medication at all. It's not a candy. But all things are
what about the
gum has to be poisoned. Why the sugar that you gum has to be poisoned? What's the place of weakness in the ground? That's not a good problem. It's all together. Can't be seen with it.
And I sit and eat it anyway. This is the situation when I sit and I eat it. I'm chewing out my pen. I swallow it. I demonstrate that I was ruined. I declare that as far as me, it was never Nishamaki Vasodha. I declare that as far as I'm concerned, it was never Nishamaki Vasodha. I'm not meeting up, and I'll tell you, you say, Bobo Dyson. Eight guys told me of him, and I say that it's Nishamaki Vasodha. I'm good, I'm done. I say, yesterday, if he demonstrates that he doesn't declare that it's Nishamaki Vasodha, what happens if we have like this? I had this, let's say, this case of jealousy and religion was very lucky in the front. And then I went to process and this time it became Nishtamaki the front and became Musa. Then it goes to another process and this time it becomes very lucky in the front and then I eat it. Then you can't say actually. But because I'm eating it now in a delicious state that has a lot of sugar that demonstrates that it is not Nishtamaki the front, I don't demonstrate anything at all. Fuck yeah. Now it's good. I would never have eaten it then. So at that time that I was Nishtamaki the front, then it was Musa. And now, doesn't it come closer than us? Some want to say, I think it's completely an error. Some want to say, based on that rush, that the rush says, actually, it's even the rush, that if something was missing after the sodom, and then I sit and I eat it now, so it becomes right after the sodom again, so the rush is usually with the chavizah. You see, the rush is usually with the chavizah, so it's a gemara, half an hour before the gemara, so the month's moving. If the thing was missing after the sodom, then it becomes right after the sodom again, once it was missed, so it was mutter, and it's not closer than the yisuda. Someone quote the rise and that rush, but the fact that the rush says actually if I sit my youth say for 10, that's now in the world after the sun. That shows that if it's this market of the sun, then it becomes world after the sun. Now why did I mean again? That it's also that's not a rise. Actually means I demonstrate I'm a galabout, that as far as I'm concerned it's not this market of the sun. So how rise that I'm sitting and eating it? As far as I'm concerned, now Sarah I say what's the doctor? But the Rabban may say, as far as you're concerned, it was never this market of the sun, never had a head. But at the time that I begin to eat it, I eat it in a state that is delicious, it has flavoring, it has sugar, and sweetness, and everything in it. And there isn't even any activating. And the curry isn't about to give you the type of God. Not to say, you know, because everybody can do that, it's awesome enough to. But the time I'm going to say it first. If I was jealous now that it's crazy, well, I'll figure something out because everybody would agree that it's awesome and I said, no, that's good. Everybody agrees that it's even Muslim is not bomb. And I said, no, I'll be faster. You have to know what's the definition of Nitzam Achila Sodom and what's the definition of Shabbat Zederach Achila Sodom. Let's say if you eat a half steak hamburger and I fry them on a sun can and then I eat it while it's burning hot. So that's not called Nitzam Achila Sodom. The only thing is that what you get a happy lot of. I eat it while it's burning hot. And I take it out of the freezer, and then it's cooked, I take it out of the freezer, and I eat it while it's ice cold. And no person in his normal mind would eat it while it's ice cold on the freezer. Then take his feet. So that's not called Nitzam Achila Sodom. It's nothing wrong with it. The only thing is that that's called Shalom to get a happy lot of. That's Muslim in that area. And let's say I put on so much ketchup or so much mustard, then it tastes awful now. That's not Nitzam Achila Sodom. I can wash it off, and what happens to it? I could then throw off. That's not from the Hadith. That's two different things. That's not from the Sunnah Hadith. That's called Dana. That's called Shlok Adar HaFilot. So right now, Shlok Adar HaFilot is one of the people that are born. But the only time we have this answer, that if it's one person after the Sodom, and even if it's close to the world after the Sodom later on, it has to go more than the answer of the Hadith. It's not even more than the Sodom. That's only if it's reading this after the Sodom and deliver it. It's a book thing. That's not a story in a lot of things. But to have such a greater thing, which really tastes good. But it's so sharp that unless I blend it with water or something, unless I blend it with a lot of ice cream, a lot of milk or something, it'll taste awful. So that's not necessarily called Nitzam Achila Sodom. That's not Achila Sodom. That's just look at that of Achila Sodom. Eat it the way it is now. I don't know. What if medicine tastes like? Maybe it tastes good if you drink a whole glass full. Unless if you take a little bit of mixing in with water, it's going to taste good. You have to find out whether it's like called Nitzam Achila Sodom. That's where I feel a problem, but just learn to learn how to love it to you, just the way it is right now. You didn't mix it with the water yet. Mix it with the milk and mix it with the water. So it tastes good. That's milk and a half a milk. It's not normal. People normally tell me that's close to milk and a half a milk. That wouldn't be called mixed and a half a milk. Not mixed up, nothing wrong with it. It's something that got boiled or ruined or something happened. Oh, you mixed in some terrible tension stuff.
You have to
mix
in milk,
and that's why
you have to add sugar.
No, I mean, that's not, you didn't prepare it yet, like the raw meat. There's no reason to not prepare it yet.
Not anything that's probably consuming a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
You don't want to
give them
the flavor.
We have
to add milk and sugar and
we'll give them the flavor. If the safest thing doesn't add anything positive, well, it just has a negative flavor, then it's not going to be fun. But if it has a good flavor, the only thing is that the way it is now, it's too strong, too sharp. You have to dilute it in order that it should be tasty, and that's the way it's always intended. That's what it's kind of intended to be. To them, it's like raw meat, but it's not called the smoking of fun. That's the present state. It's good. You've got to have a method. The Rush says it's often in Rabban because of Akhira. Balamor and the Ra'or disagree. But we passed them the other day, like the Rush. It's often in Rabban because of Akhira. Both often in Rabban. Yeah. It's what? It's not a good thing. I don't know if it's not in the dark. They're like synthetic food that always ties up. And you say, yeah, but finish that, I don't know. I don't remember that it's really discussing the other. First of all, if they wanted to kill the mystery, now you can call the call by Yaki Eni. The last quote from the net is, Eni shall be loved as a man of the Uzziah. Then it's everybody killed him. Why did he have to check first in advance? Yaki Eni. And the person explained that when a person is Chaya, which is Asian, then you don't have to check to see what his descendants will be. You have to look into the future, what's going to be, what's not going to be. I'm not kidding it. His mother's going to be left without any children, and his wife is going to be left, and all mom is going to be left with son, and she's going to be left without a wife to see that. If the guy's never going to be left, he can't. The Rambam explains that it's not Chayim Nishin Beis, it's only Chayim Nishin Beis Shammai. That's how the Bishki Rav explains it. You can call the Chodah Yarki in Ish, Vayach HaTamitzi, you can hear the Chodah. But the whole of them is that it's Chayim Nishin Beis Shammai. And in fact, Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that on the next day that he wanted to, that Moshe Rabbeinu was screaming with the two Jews, he didn't say, I'm not from Nishin Beis, and I'm the Rosh of Lama Sakh Rayecha. And he says, Hala Hageni Ato Omer, Hasha Halak Beis HaMitzi, what do you mean, Hala Hageni Ato Omer? That the day before, Moshe Rabbeinu had killed the mystery by mentioning the same Hashem. So that's Takanamis, a form of Mitzvah Shemayim. So whenever the Yom is going to Mitzvah Shemayim, then the Beis Shemayim has to take into consideration or the the Sabbath is going to invoke this bring about this Mishra Shemayim, have to take into consideration everything else that all of the effects that will be brought about by his death. Probably, and that's a form of Mishra Day Shemayim. That's not called Mishra Day Shemayim. Again, we have to have many children at the same time. But to continue to say that when Moshe Rabbeinu was a Midyan, by invoking the Shemayim first, he says, Baruch Shalom, this man did a terrible thing, he sees to it that he died. But then Moshe Rabbeinu didn't lift a finger, he just said, see to it that he died. If there's a person, somebody, and they say, we want you to drop dead, that's called Mishra Day Shemayim, we spoke about it. If there's a Midyan, a Midyan, a Chayim, the Mishra makes a Midyan, there's a stuff in the Tarono, to demonstrate that it was really high tefillah, that's how the Moshe had done, and therefore, the Krovim don't observe our values. Just like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that Harugi Bezin, anyone who was killed, was killed to say for Herakhenik. So there's no din of our values because the Gemara calls the Tarsim. Similarly, you can make the Nidriya, those instructions of Tarsim, the Mahaviyah, that it was really deserved to get a Mishnah says, a nice tefillah, and the Shekhanah quotes in the name of the Moshe, and also they don't observe our values. It's not such an uncommon thing, that a guy violates an avera for which he deserves chayr, and the doesn't put him in chayr. Let's say there's some karabim that is standing. And let's say, chayr and rabbein agerim, you don't have to repeat the chayr. If a man is married to Yisra Alishtar, a man gets married, and then he never gets a guest from his wife, then he goes and he marries another woman. There's a lot of people like that. Well, a lot of conservatives don't do it. They get married, and then they get a civil divorce, they don't bother to get it yet. And then you go marry another woman. You have a lot of Israelis like that. So the guy's married in Israel, he's just run away from America. So he's married himself another wife, and he doesn't bother to do anything with his first wife. So he's violating Chenei Rabbeinu Gershom. Chenei Rabbeinu Gershom, you don't have to put him a family again. Rabbeinu Gershom already killed him, Chayyim. So when these guys die, it's another 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 years later, whatever age he dies, that's called Mishra Day Shemayim, Bnei Yisrael, 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 Some don't consider to this guy anyway, because anyone who does something like that probably is not observing in all the other world as well. But that's not necessarily so. There's sometimes people who are otherwise religious, and if a person is known, he's skeptic. Then you think of the Bible by the Torah. How does Kaiser forbid him the other day? It depends who the people are who are going to sit the Shiva. If all the other people who are going to sit the Shiva are also not religious, we don't have to tell them the Shiva. I'm telling them the Shiva. Let them suffer in the ignorance. Let them have the Shiva. But half of the relatives are religious and half of the relatives are not religious. I'm going to tell them, the deal is that I don't sit the Shiva. You can do whatever you want, I'm not going to sit the Shiva. So that whatever family view there is, whatever fiction there is in the family, we can make it work. If this guy is all by himself, he lives all by himself in Arizona, the family lives over here, and he hears that a relative died, he's absolutely not religious, so then again, he doesn't consist of it. It's not going to affect anything else in the family. It's going to be no, it depends whether he's a mumma or something. If he's a mumma, they laugh, I think he's saving them dead. If you want to observe somebody. Not even a voluntary. I mean, I'm not even a waste of time. If you want to sit, make the leave. You can't volunteer if I ever come to a friend if he's not religious. If there's no fear on it, you can volunteer on a person out there. If there's a team on it, but if there's no fear, then you can make volunteer. Will there be any team on it or not? You don't say that all the Jews are fond of religion because somebody died. So what's going to happen to the family? They have to be very careful about being responsible to it. And if that person is died, they're not a religious person. So they're not going to say to anybody else to speak to it, but they don't think that. You don't say that it's not so sorry that you should be talking to someone else because you can't really take care of it.
I don't have a problem with it. Is that the same question here? Is that the same? Sure, not the same. And that, you know, making evidence that before
chapter of the day. And you say, let me do this. So the same would be by another person. If you check out the body,
Then you have a small percentage of people can look suicide because they have a fear of suffering body. And essentially, you know, they have a living, they get suicide the symptom as a teacher. So it says in the person, I'm not asking to surrender God, and you know that, yes, I'm not asking to God, but that means to bear a happy little suffering. That's how the person says, to bear a happy little suffering. They hold, if life is not worth living, they don't believe in God, and God didn't give me something really to live in. So most people are not asking to surrender God. Most people we know are mixed with that. I surrender God.
You have to do children and all this stuff, whether they want to be matzah. The fact is that when I was young, I saw the very good. He said, I'm still not the area, if I'm not a rabbi, I'm not a rabbi, I'm not a rabbi. So the medish rabbi comes from this person, I'm still not the area, then he took 3 steps to approach the, what is the idea of the 3 steps? So kind of that's the idea that the mother has in the middle of it. The Yadison answered, before you die, you need to take 3 steps forward. You're first after the result of it. When you're busy, you know, the man's there, it matters. You can't be in the dabbing with the shina. You can't be, starting to the college course in the middle of all the work. And then, just like this, you speak to the dabbing shalom, but that's aha. It doesn't go like that. You have to walk a little bit away from the man's there. And then after you finish dabbing shalom answer, you don't just stay in the same spot. And then right after speaking with the shina, right away you go back home to your daily routine. And once it's done, you have to take 3 steps back. And then it says in the other day, it says in the other time in the Chassidim that there are some people that after they finish my life, they look by the Chassidim and I'm walking back, I'm walking more steps and more steps and more steps. It says in the Sohanach, I just naturally to you, Hara. That's an act of arrogance. Why, they said that a good day, I so close to the gun from they dive in, they take them 50 steps. That's naturally to you, Hara. Some have seen them walk back 3 steps, and I'm supposed to have them count 3 steps. Some walk back 3 full steps, that's what we would count as 6 steps. That's one people I've learned. Different people how you figure it 3 steps. But others keep on walking more than that. Even if you see person, it's not just 3 full steps that we would count as 6 steps. You walk more than that. So that's everything else, not a lot. But the person shouldn't benefit if he was so close to the Baruch Shalom. When he comes back to this real world, that's a walk a very far deep. Besides, what happens, let's say if I'm over here and I'm on a Dallas Manassas, so I should walk forward 3 steps. What if I'm already by the wall? There's no way to walk. Am I going to walk into the wall? So if I walk back 3 steps first and then walk forward 3 steps? If you walk back 3 steps in order to make the hachana, it's to make the hachana. They say no. If you stand by the wall, then definitely not. By the wall. From this here, it's certain. Maybe if the person has no way to walk forward, maybe the proper thing is to walk back 3 steps in order to enable them to walk forward 3 steps. And this is a very misguided hominid that people think that before you die on earth, you're supposed to walk back 3 steps and forward 3 steps. That's not what it says in the Gemara.
So to walk forward 2 steps, there's a hakana to walk away from where you are, to go forward to the first 15. And if there's no way to walk forward in the past 15, like the Beit Yosef said, you don't have to, so you just grab and all like that where you are. You don't walk anywhere. And then Yoha Kulman says that maybe it's back to be Machmir, that if there's no way to walk forward, maybe you should walk back, but not that 3 steps back. Somehow you walk back a little bit. No, they should have really walked forward
3 steps.
But then they only put 2 steps back and then walk forward. The mother says you walk back 3 steps, that's all. Doesn't talk about walking forward. It just says if you want to walk forward, so the list says you should wait till 1,000 reaches tradition. Shouldn't walk forward. The list says you shouldn't walk forward. After he passes, does not say that all to walk forward. Then on the bottom of the road, the Vigil Hamudah points out, there's a later minute, you must be the doctor, yes, to walk back 3 steps, or something like Boba, some kind of a series of 6 steps after this manner. But I must be that you can walk
6 steps,
so you have to move half a step. Yeah. 3 steps, 12 steps.
No.
I just said that some have minutes to walk back 3 steps after this manner, that's what's common in the Boba, and then to be behind in the doctor to walk back to the same place. After a walk. So it would be a series of 6 steps. That's all. Some are marked, not to allow anybody to walk in between the place where they were changing from and the place where they stepped back to, and that's where they walk back. So there shouldn't be a half-step in between the first 3 steps and the rest of it. In the series of Yachad, combined to 6, something like pick up bottom, that's the matter. Then there's other songs called Moshe Rabbeinu by the burning bush that he should go over and do Bnei Yisrael tell Paros to set the Bnei Yisrael things down and so forth. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll come to Bnei Yisrael, say, I'm a novi, they're both instructed me, Mash, they'll ask me, Mash, my name, I'll ask, I don't even know what your name is, I don't know anything about it in the cook. The burning song tells him, my name is Erke, I say Erke. This is one of the, yes, Mash, more, and Bnei Yisrael will ask me, what is your name? So the burning song tells him, this is my name. So the more, this talk, in Shavuot, Zion came to Kenneth of 7 names of Akkadah Zohar that you're not permitted to invoke. So the truth is first in the Gemara, quoted the other day. It's in the very Zion box, this says, the Shulchan Aruch lists off what are the Zion came to Kenneth of the first name of the Yisrael, the Zion came to Heke, Asher Reheke. Some have that Yisrael as well, that's what we're marking for. We treat this as one of the Zion came. That's why the proper thing is that you shouldn't pronounce this name, Heke Asher Reheke. You shouldn't pronounce it the way it's said, unless you're reading the Pasuk, and unless you're davening. Just like the Levitin, and just like Shin Dalad Yud, and just like Aleph Dalad and Yud, and all the other Shemans. Kael, not permitted to pronounce any of the Shemans talking, unless they're a Tzilo, they're a Tzilo, they're a something, they're a davening or something. But otherwise it's not. They might not get up in the Pasuk. Yes, that's only a Tzilo, but you're not permitted to invoke the Shemans Shana, but that's all.
I think people usually don't do that.
I think they should have closed them up.
And
And I must say that if a person forgot Alamit and the Benson, he should say at the end of the Yechatan Mosin, Arachman Yachal Alamitin, to think that people are saying by Yamanayim, but not again, he said, do name after Shield and Yachal and so on. But then I must say that if the Shodish, if he got to say Alamit and Benson, to begin, you don't have to think over again, he should not recite Yalamit later, before it has the same ascendance. That's the start of Moshe Shem Shaman and Asa. So the later Rachanim asked, what kind of a reason is that? Why is there Moshe Shem Shaman and Asa? Is there any Shina? Now that I say Shina, it's a Shina, isn't it? I mean, the Ramah holds in the Kutu. Now that I say Shina, it's a Shina Shema. You know, why do you say Shema Shema if you say a Pasuk, if you're saying a Zohar? You're saying a Nusach HaPshilu, the Dantikness of the Dover on the Shema. But if you have your own Nusach HaPshina, and you have a Shema Shema, then you shouldn't say it. That's why some Anakti, that's what it is. It is this Anakti, not to pronounce the Shema Shema with me. It's a Matt Ramah. So then the one point that in a very kind of that not only Ekkah to Ekkah, even Ekkah to Lachani Alevin, the third thing, the third one also, one is not permitted to pronounce, unless you're reading the Kofan, unless you're davening or something. So why do we only mention the Kofan of Ekkah to Ekkah? Why do you guys have a third thing to mention? Because the third is the Kofan. Because one Ekkah to Ekkah to Kofan. One to the Thor, and the Kofan of Kofan, and the Kofan of Kofan is described as a K, however he. So the first one is Kofan, and the second one is Kofan. Not a K, however he. You got a hold of God. There's only one God. He is the God, the Holy God, the Holy God for Elohim, of all the powers, whatever the second word means. But it's not Kodesh. There's a Kodesh in the Quran, not God. One by the sword, just like the Kodesh for Elohim, the second one is called. One by the sword, Ekka Shereka, the second one is also called. The Kamasama, the Gemara, and the Sura, and the Quran, but it's not. Ekka Shereka, they're both are Kodesh. But the third Ekka, Ekka Shemahani Alehem, that's not by the Kodesh. There's no side of that. And one is not permitted to be merited to, this is from the Zion Kent and the Kofi, one is not permitted to be merited to the Kent and our father, either unless they want to have him Dobbins, and he says, hear me. He's saying, yeah, Eka, Shereka, Shaka, Shmocha, Shton. But then he mentions, it's about Tila, and it's Lupa, but Shlod is not Tila, it's what it sounds Drocha, it's what it sounds Lupa, it's not permitted to pronounce. The Jacob had a Malach, and he said, Kala Moshe, Shereka, Shaka, 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 So the man told him over here, to the Torah, his character, that why is it that you're allowed to pronounce the same Ekka Shereka? Because this is the whole reason I speak out all of it. So when the Kofman points out, he said that the people, the many governments, that people pronounce Ekka Shereka. The other thing, the Lekunin, Shakain, Svokai, and all government rules, people are using not to pronounce. Ekka Shereka people are majority of that. They don't realize you're not allowed to pronounce that. Why? Because he says that they must be, and the state must be rooted in the misunderstanding of the modern Ekka. So that everybody must be aware of the modern Ekka. Most people know the head of the modern Ekka. He always understood what the Malach told him in case of it. Must have misunderstood that the Malach told him in case of why you're allowed to pronounce the same name as Shereka, unlike all the other same names that you're not allowed to pronounce. There's a Nisa Mercury came from Adolf Solomon. He said, that's not the shot in the Magic. Magic came to Faranta and Nisa captured that the same Yuske Vakhtar and his suggestion we are in the Yuske Vakhtar, the same Yuske Vakhtar, not even allowed to pronounce, even Derech Filon, Derech Limon, and Derech Bakosha, outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Only maybe some of these dishes is required to pronounce it just struggling. Of course, some of these dishes are often, but that's the matter in the end, and why should none of the design things and talk about the design in particular? If it's one term, you say Vakhtar, and the other six. So the matter is asking a counter, why shouldn't the Eka Shereka be treated like you say Vakhtar? Isn't it very similar? Eka Shereka is like you say Vakhtar, the whole service is similar. So he explains why it's not the same level as you say Vakhtar, it's the same level as the other six things. But it's also part of the same as the other six. You see, the Magid didn't mean to say that it was a lower level. But he says that people have a mistake. They think that they want to submit it to pronounce this thing. And it's connected as is. So did the other day. Heck, after that, his mom was on the same thing as well. And maybe one is not permitted to pronounce it. Like it's not limited to you. I think it's very comfortable. I mean, going sometimes, make sure that there is very powerful to some other shakhtiho, but if you have some in some problem, it's a little bit of a very difficult process. What kind of race is that? He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want to know, that you believe in Abim, so he says, you have to be Ethiopian, if you think it's all the different times then, that's not enough. You're not to be Ethiopian, you're Ethiopian now, yes, since I proved it to you. So don't proceed accordingly.
People assume that it means you can say any crazy thing you want to get away with it. So that's what he said. He said, how can it say the Kima Lahore has said, the Jews will worship idols on this mountain, they'll worship the ego. He's interpreting Shat in the passage, but Elohim is called, it's not called, it's simple. And the Shat is happening to the Kim, they'll worship God, but the Kabbalah has heard it. And if a bunch of them come on Hashinai, this rabbi, he's only a dominant rabbi, he's saying, I'll never have this, how can it say the Kim, they'll worship the ego. That's what Ben was told in advance. He gave a whole grocer, I forgot already the whole knowledge of grocer. He gave a whole grocer, explained to friends about cancer, what's for yours? So he said a whole grocer, that was part of it. The other Rabbanim got all angry and put him in prison. They had a whole literature about this, and the Shivas and Maritat. And now this other guy was discussing from 1600, and discussing what to do with rabbis to give sermons that are completely false to shelter in the night. You don't say anything even all of this, not a second.
Can I go back to you giving permission? You might be right from this question. That if a person took a shvur and said, if I'm shaming, I took a shvur that's in your benefit, I'm not allowed to mount a shvur unless I ask permission from you in advance. And I don't know the funnel. And then they were mocking Moshe Rabbeinu. How can I be mocking the shvur? A guy takes a shvur, what does that mean? What does it mean? What is Hatzalot Yidon based on? Hatzalot Yidon can be based on one of two factors. Either based on Chalot or based on Tessa. Chalot means, I have Chalot because I was ever in that state of mind in the first place. So the writer describes in the Hatzalot Yidon, the person took an Ezra Shvur
when he was in a state of depression, or maybe when he was in a state of unusual happiness, or a state of anger, or a state of any state other than a state of equilibrium.
As Karatan and Eichar, that he was ever in that state of mind, but then you can imagine the meditation on another. What we got really much of him was what? He was an angry spiritual. He went to the region and he took a letter. He wasn't happy, he wasn't scared, he wasn't scared, he wasn't anything. So this Hakaratan God was not based on Karat. In fact, it's my place in the moment, you can imagine the meditation on Karat on another. They don't quote from this topic. This Hakaratan was based on Tessa. What does Tessa mean? There was some point of information that the person was unaware of at the time that he took the letter. And if he was aware of that, he wouldn't have taken the net. But he was aware of everything, but he wasn't aware that the race is going to drop the atom bomb. You know, you know, the guy took a letter, the guy takes the shvur, that he's going to, obviously, he can, the guy takes the shvur, he's going to go visit Japan December 20th, 1941. He took a letter, let's say, a month before. And he didn't know. He didn't know that Wednesday attack from us. The 7th, Wednesday drop the atom bomb. He was like, oh, that's a big one. I don't know, let's say a guy takes another, a guy happens to do something. And then some unexpected, totally unexpected, crazy thing happens completely from the criminal stuff. And then he does want to fulfill the net of the school later on. That he wants to be Martin Net. But sometimes about these things, you don't have to be Martin Netter. It could be at the cross method. It's not necessary to fulfill that. But let's say he wants to be Martin Netter based on a test of things. Yes, if I would have realized that that's going to happen, I would have never taken a medicine. That's called ain't how to deny life. How can he declare that as a Netter for choice? Because he wants to wear all of these precautions in a Netter. It's such a cross-fetched thing that even if someone would have mentioned the possibility to you, at the time that he took the Netter, you would have taken the Netter anyway. You would have said that's so cross-fetched that it never happened in a million years. So the problem is ain't how to deny life. But his mother said, what's over here? A Shabbat is a matter that he's not going to leave on. He's not going to go back to Egypt. And the reason why it's a matter is because they're about to kill him. There were people in Egypt that wanted to kill him. Pharaoh was about to kill him. And thus not being about to kill him. But then, there's one from some of the nation called Anash and Hamad Akhna Sasha. Young people, or Pharaoh says, Vayamas Nasan Sasha. Pharaoh died, he's an old man, he died. That's never the Shia, that's okay. Old people died. So that starts to say, I thought, if I would have realized, if the guy's going to reach the age of 60, 80, 90, he's going to die, I wouldn't have taken the letter indefinitely. I would have taken the letter. I'm not going to go back to Egypt until Pharaoh died. But these two guys, they were still alive and kicking. Those not them. They went to some job in the whole 40 years of Egypt. He had aggravation for them to say that. So what do you know if he makes it call on us? He said, his mother says, listen, he makes it. And the other thing he has said that he came forth. So his mother said, how is that supposed to occur? So his mother said, yes, Amir is called a Noila de Shia. The only time you have a following post in the Noila, that you cannot be Mata the Neda based on a Tessa. If it's a Noila, Noila means a whole very new thing. It would never have occurred to the person who shot on Neda if he would have told it to him. He would have said that so far fetched and never happened in a million years and I'm going to take the Neda anyway. That's only the Noila de Loish Shia. If it's a Noila de Shia, then Allah has posted the Noila. You might say that that's the interpretation of this punch. And if Abena had a Hakkawa for the Gun, don't say who was Mata the Neda. If Abena had a Hakkawa for the Gun, and before he was Mata the Neda,